Audio 1.02.
And finally, on the news, do you have a good sense of smell? Would you like a career where you can use your sense of smell? Over to Tyler.
Thanks, Dawn. Tonight, I'm talking to Jodie Slater. Jodie is a super smeller, and she organises smell tours. Yes, smell tours. Jodie, before we talk about the tours, let me ask you, how did it all start?
Well, when I was 18, I started work at the local airport. I sold perfume. I found that my sense of smell was really good, but I got tired of it after 2 years and I decided to change jobs.
What did you do next?
I became a coffee taster. It was my job to smell and taste different coffee beans. I had a great time. The pay was good and I travelled a lot. I went to Colombia, Brazil and Vietnam. I stayed with the company for 5 years, but I really wanted to develop my own business.
So what did you do?
I had an idea to start a company for smell tours. In my town, the tourist industry is big. Our tourists often want something new and different. I know the town really well, so I designed a smell tour of the place.
Wait a minute. What exactly is a smell tour? How do you design it?
Well, I go to a town and I walk around. I look for the most interesting smells. Good or bad, for example, gardens, restaurants, factories. Then I design a tour around those smells.
And you take the tourists around?
I don't. The tour guides do. It's my job to design new tours. I travelled a lot when I was younger, so I know many cities very well. We now have smell tours of 5 different cities, and I have 10 tour guides working for me.
And what do people think about the tours?
They really like them.
What are you doing at the moment? Are you working on your next tour?
No, this month I'm doing something new. I'm designing a tour for an art gallery. A smell tour.
Ah, that sounds interesting. How does it work?
Well, when people look at the paintings, they can press a button and they get the smells. For example, a painting of flowers gives out a flower smell. I'm doing the smells for 20 pictures.
Can you give us an example?
Well, imagine, I'm looking at a painting right now. It's a famous painting of fruit. You press a button and you get the smell of apples, oranges and plums.
Nice.
Or there's another painting of the sea, so we have the smell of the sea.
It sounds really good. I'd like to visit.
Yes, I'm enjoying it a lot. The smell tour opens next month.
Thanks for talking to us, Jodie. If you want to go on one of Jodie's smell tours, look on our website for further information. Now it's back to Dawn in the studio.